We're out today, though, at the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, which was once called the Fat Stock Show, where pigs got sifted. And apparently that doesn't go on much anymore. Or if it does, it doesn't take sifters to do it any longer. But what we always like to do while here is have a little wireless fun, send the Cobra out there with the wireless microphone, and let's visit with some of these denizens of crazy Fort Worth and surrounding vicinities. Cobra, do you have us?
I do. We're out here in the jewelry area of the stock show. There's a couple people looking around. Madam, how are you? How you doing?
Well, I'm fine.
I'm with the Ticket radio station, and we're just taking the temperature of the Fat Stock Show.
Well, if you're outside, it's 28 degrees, but inside is very nice.
I am detecting a rather large accent.
No.
Now, let me guess where you're from, okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, you need to say a few more words to me.
Well, today is my first day at the stock show in Rodeo, and I'll be here tomorrow for the ball night out. This is my favorite.
I'm going to go with Terrell.
I used to come to PRCA and the military and whatever.
I'm detecting some bit of French dialect.
Yes, and I am French, and you're white.
I am right.
No, you're white. Right. She said you're white.
And yeah, I'm white. You said I'm white.
No, correct? You're white.
I'm white.
Yeah, I am
white.
You.
I'm not black.
No. White. R-I-G-H-T.
Ah.
Yeah.
Like you're not wrong.
Yes, I'm unwrong. Now, you are, you've taken to the scene, the cowboy scene. You're a cowgirl, if you will, right?
Yes, from Fort Worth, Texas.
Are you, well, yeah, you like, how long have you lived, do you live here now?
Yeah.
How long have you lived here?
50 years.
50?
50 years. I moved here in 1967. Oh, not in Fort Worth. In Fort Worth, I came here in 2007.
Did you come here for a specific reason?
Fort Worth, I ran away from my kids.
That is really good. Your kids live out there?
They live in California.
Yeah, how many kids you got?
Two, and grandkids and great-grandkids. Too many.
I'm sorry, you have to say that. Two kids.
And six grandkids and four great-great-grandkids.
Six black kids.
Wow. You're not old enough to have great-grandkids.
I didn't make them. They did.
That's a lot of early sex.
Whoa.
Yeah, you can say that. Hey, we're French. What can I say?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You guys like to do
impossible.
That stuff, don't you? Now, you got a husband?
Nope.
Single, huh?
I'm always looking, but...
Always looking, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Are you looking for a cowboy?
Anything with money.
Oh, well, at least you come right out and say it, you know? You need money, though, right?
And they've done that lots of times.
Yeah. How many times have you been married?
Three times.
Three times. And only had two kids?
Yeah. I didn't want
to.
Yeah, exactly. So when's the last divorce? How long you been single now?
1991.
Oh, geez.
Ask her if she has an extra cigarette.
Why would you want to be married now? You don't want to do that again, do you? You just want a boyfriend.
Well, no. I just want a companion to kind of have a good time. No, I don't want to get that tied up again.
No, not
what?
You lose your money, you lose your house, you lose everything.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Did you come away okay in the divorce, though? Make some nice money?
Not really.
No? Kind of sucked?
I was the one with the money.
She's so quite forthcoming.
Where'd you get the money?
I work.
What do you do?
I was an aircraft mechanic in Northrop Grumman. I build airplane, the F-18, the F-5, the T-38.
Really? So, like, you built them, or did you design them? What are we talking about here?
Built them, assembly line.
Wow.
Just together.
Did you go to college for that?
Nope. I went in.
Learned
there,
it on the streets.
They trained me for 2 weeks, and they put me in a line to build airplane.
How old were you when you did that?
18. No, 26.
26.
I had my two kids first. When my kids
ask her if she's got an extra cigarette, you can have.
I got in first grade. It's tough for me to go to work.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I worked 32 years.
You got a Lucy on you?
What?
A cigarette. You don't smoke?
Oh, no.
Did you quit?
I never smoke.
Come on. You're from France. There's no doubt you smoke cigarettes.
Never smoke. Never done drug.
Never done drugs?
No, but I drink.
Would you like
yeah,
wine?
You're having a beer right now.
Yeah, I like my beer.
Would you like some cocaine?
Oh, heck no.
Well, you got to ask.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay, that's good. So you're going to get out of this world with no drugs of any kind, and no smoking?
Never.
That's why you look so good. How old are you? Can I ask you that?
70.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
You look badass.
Hey, take care of myself.
You're damn right you do. It's
what
good
about
stuff.
Mud?
You
yeah,
wear
what
a lot
about
of cowboy
mud?
Hats?
I have 7 of them.
Wow. How much does each one of those run you?
It depends.
How's your mud?
About 100 plus.
Yeah. Are you going to go? So you're going to go watch a bull riding tonight?
Oh, yes.
Is that a turn on?
I like the bull. I don't know how to turn on, but
what about when the bull makes mud?
To me, I think is the most dangerous thing, and I give a lot of credit to the rider.
Yes.
On the bull.
I totally agree with you.
The horse is like, okay, you can see a horse every day. I mean.
Oh, yeah, you can get a horse anywhere. Mud?
But,
Mud?
Mud. What? It's,
what
did you say?
What are you saying?
I don't know. What is this? Yes,
well, let's move on from that conversation. Are you bought anything today?
Not yet. I just got in.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought a beer. But?
Yeah, beer's good enough. Okay. Well, listen, it's great to meet you. What's your name?
Josette Givens.
Josette?
Where do you make
That's
mud?
A pretty name. That's a pretty name. Well, have fun out here.
What channel you are on?
We're on the ticket.
Four and a half.
Yeah, it's 1310 a.m. and 96.7 FM.
96.7. Okay.
Yeah, check it out. You'll love it. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye.
How about that?
That was awesome.
Tickets.
Lovely woman.
It was.
She goes, muh.
Mud?
Muh.
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 Muh. What are the odds of that?
Where's the sifter?
Dude, they're not here.
Well, find one. We need sifters.
Okay, first off, we're not by the animals. It's not like we're.
I want to know who set this remote up.
Yeah, we're in the actual what do they call this, Mike? With the showroom that we're in.
I don't know, the place where they have all the stuff for sale.
The place where they have all the stuff for sale.
I don't know how else to describe it.
It's like ticket stock, but with a country flair.
Right. It's like ticket stock, except it's got a Pony Pal stable.
Ticket stock.
Yeah, it's bigger than ticket stock.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What's that?
What?
Eamon Carter Building. That's right. That's right.
Yes, the Eamon Carter Venus. Exhibit Hall.
So what are you guys selling here? Oh, Lampaloma.
La Paloma.
La Paloma.
It's from Arizona.
Are you guys from Arizona?
No, she is.
Paloma
you,
is
you
what?
Live here. Are you working for her this week or throughout the thing?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Let's talk to Arizona lady. Hi, what's your name?
Marie Quijada.
Marie Quijada, okay. Is this the La Paloma? Is this your deal?
It is.
Like your company?
Like my company. My baby.
Wow. So this is a big deal. Like you sell clothing and jewelry and looks like a lot of turquoise and things like that. A lot of southwestern type vibe.
Southwestern and edgy western. A little bit of everything.
Edgy western.
Yeah, edgy western. I like that term.
Yeah.
Do you make the trip out here anally?
Yes, I do. I've been doing this for over 30 years.
Easily.
30 years. That is unbelievable.
God.
Time for me to retire.
Yeah, that's okay. Do you travel around, though, to other ports of call?
I do. I will be going to Houston, the Houston Livestock Show right after this one.
Okay, that's cool. Now, are you at one with the animal? Are you a big animal gal? Or you just sell the clothes?
Heck no.
You're not?
No.
You ever ridden a bull?
No, not into bull.
No? Bull singular?
Mud?
What you looking for?
Mud?
Oh, that's awesome. So what do you stand to make here? Is this a pretty profitable deal for you?
Yes, it's pretty good.
You do pretty well? What's a markup on some of this stuff? Like if I was just me and you hanging out at your house and I said, hey, I want a pair of earrings.
Well, that's pretty personal.
Well, I know. That's why we're here, though. We're here to pump up La Paloma.
Thank you, but I'm not going to give you the price that I mark them up.
Do you? I mean, like all these clothes and stuff. Where you make them and things like that? You make the earrings?
No, I don't make them. I just sell them.
Are you a buyer? Like you go to different places and you buy the stuff?
I buy and I sell, and I try to sell to everybody.
Is she with man?
Okay, that's cool. Are you currently with man?
No, I'm not. I'm single.
That's so great. Now, I mean, have you found yourself lucky sometimes out here?
I haven't.
Well, that sucks.
I know it does.
You looking? You active?
I'm active.
At what?
You are?
Mud?
At what?
Everything.
Okay. All right. Where do you live out in Arizona?
Tucson.
That's a pretty place.
Oh,
is that where you're from?
That's where I was born and raised.
Has she ever seen a pig get sifted?
Are you Native American
by
chance?
Good question.
No. At heart.
At heart you are?
Yes.
Because you have a Native American flair to you.
Oh, well, thank you. That's a compliment.
It really is.
Tell her you do too.
Are you married?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I am. I am, unfortunately. It's okay, though.
Oh, sh**.
Yeah.
Has she ever seen a pig get sifted?
You ever seen a pig get sifted?
No, tell me.
Well, I don't really, I haven't either. We have a, you know, I'm going to hand you this headset. I have a friend that wants to tell you something about it real quick, okay? Is that cool?
Okay.
All right, I'll tell you Mino when she has the headset on. Okay, put this on. Okay, now go ahead. Tell her the story.
My pig found itself smart enough to hop over the barrier from his pen to the next pen and eat all of that pig's food, then go to the next one and eat all of that pig's food, and then the next one and eat all of that pig's food, and make his way back in time for when it was my time to feed him. He had already eaten three meals and was just sitting there waiting for me, and I would feed him and he would eat that. That's why he gained so much weight and got sifted at the fat stock show.
Any comments?
No.
No?
I'm just asking.
I take the fifth.
I mean, that's a wonderful animal husbandry story. I thought maybe you'd have something to say.
Well, I have another story I'd love for her to comment on.
It was a lovely story. I'll never forget that.
What? You know, he's got another story, too. I don't know if you're up to tell him the story about your friend.
I'd love to.
Danny, when
me
you guys
and my
were
friend
younger,
were boxing
sure
in my front yard. And this girl that I went to kindergarten with lived about three houses down, came over, invited us to her house, and said she had something to show us in the backyard. We followed her. She went through, and we stood out by her side yard with the fence closed. She pulled her panties down, squatted, and made mud right in front of me and my friend, and pulled her panties back up, and we stood there and looked at it. And then my friend poked it with a stick, and then we went back home.
Are you sure you didn't make mud pies?
What?
What the hell? Is I knocked over some jewelry. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you got to buy that.
I know,
now.
I got to buy something. What, did you enjoy those tales?
Oh, I enjoyed it.
It was great.
Oh, Lord.
It was wonderful.
You can tell your friends at your parties in Arizona, okay?
Okay, I'll tell them about the mud pies.
Okay. Thank you for being fun and a good sport, madam.
All right.
That was insane. What was she doing during the doo-doo girlfriend story?
She's crying laughing.
Oh, man. All right, there you have it. A little slice of life from the Fat Stock Show.
I wish you guys were out there every day, you know?
I wish they had a Fat Stock Show going every day.
Yeah.